Chapter 5, The Diagnosis. In the spring of 1997, as Daniel and Ethan prepared to celebrate their 18th birthday, subtle but unsettling changes began to emerge. Ethan, once able to match his brother's energy stride for stride, found himself grappling with an inexplicable fatigue. Simple tasks like the short walk to school or the routine of morning exercises left him drained. Daniel noticed Ethan's struggles but attributed them to the stress of impending final exams and the anticipation of high school graduation. The twins' birthday celebration was a muted affair, overshadowed by Ethan's growing list of symptoms, which now included occasional numbness in his hands and a disturbing lack of coordination. Watching Ethan withdraw into himself, Daniel felt a helplessness that was both foreign and frightening. The decision to seek medical advice was made with a sense of urgency, driven by the fear of the unknown. The diagnosis came just weeks later, delivered in the sterile environment of a neurologist's office. Multiple sclerosis, MS, the doctor explained, was a chronic illness affecting the central nervous system, leading to a wide range of symptoms, including fatigue, mobility issues, and sensory problems. The twins listened in stunned silence as their future, once bright and brimming with possibilities, seemed to fracture before their eyes. For Daniel, the diagnosis was a call to action. He threw himself into research, seeking out information on treatments and therapies, determined to fight for his brother's health. Ethan, meanwhile, was consumed by a sense of betrayal. His own body, once a source of strength and reliability, had become an adversary. The dreams he'd harbored of traveling, of exploring the world beyond Willow Creek, felt impossibly out of reach. In the weeks that followed, the Warner family rallied around Ethan, offering support in any way they could. Laura and Michael attended medical appointments, absorbing the onslaught of information and advice. Yet, within the family's tight-knit circle, a chasm had begun to form. Ethan's frustration and despair often manifested as anger, driving a wedge between him and the people he loved most. Daniel, unable to accept his brother's withdrawal, found solace in his art. The sketches and paintings that filled his notebooks became a refuge, a place where he could express the fear and sadness that lay heavy on his heart. It was during this period of turmoil that he discovered graphic design, a medium that offered not just an escape, but a potential path forward. As summer gave way to fall, the Warner twins faced the reality of their new normal. The diagnosis of MS had irrevocably altered their lives, setting them on divergent paths. For Ethan, the journey would be one of acceptance and adaptation. For Daniel, it was a testament to the power of love and the unyielding bond of brotherhood. Together, they would navigate the uncertain waters of MS, holding fast to the promise of hope and the strength found in each other.